listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
We're excited to have RX Destroyer sponsoring the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Destroyer is transforming the drug disposal space by bringing your facility and patients a simple and effective method of safely disposing of unused, unwanted medications. If you're worried about drug diversion and federal rules compliance, learn how RX Destroyer can keep you DEA compliant by checking out www.rxdestroyer.com/Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Traditional Pharmacist Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The Non-Traditional Pharmacist provides the pharmacist professional ideas to help you think outside the box. Pharmacy is evolving fast, and this podcast is all about the evolution of the pharmacist role in healthcare. And now, here is the Non-Traditional Pharmacist team, Lynn, Matt, and Nick. Lynn Paterini here with the Non-Traditional Pharmacist, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Ashley Clevins-Hayes, and I personally have been looking forward to this interview for quite some time. I am a big fan of Ashley's work. She's doing some really awesome things in pharmacy. Ashley is a pharmacist, a keynote speaker, a fellow co-host on the Pharmacy Podcast Network with her show RX Buzz, and on top of that, she's an entrepreneur with her business, RX Ashley. So Ashley, welcome and thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this. This is fun and I've been looking forward to this for a long time too, Lynn. So thanks for having me.
Let's get started today by having you share with everybody your path through pharmacy to where you got today.
Sure. Top number one question people ask me when I get on these types of shows and when I'm talking to students, especially because I think students are so eager to know other people's jobs and other people's lives and to experience and just to kind of know how their experience was to get to where they are. And I'll tell you, I definitely don't have a checklist of how to get from A to Z, but my path has been windy and it's been curvy and it's taken me places that I never in a million years thought I would envision to be. If you would ask me 5 years ago, what I wanted to do in the next 5 years, there's no way that RX Ashley would have even existed in my brain. So I will just start with that. Okay. I'm just going to set the path with that because I am a third generation pharmacist. My grandfather was a pharmacist. My dad's a pharmacist. And lo and behold, I became a pharmacist. And I always knew going into pharmacy that I was going to do something non-traditional. I just knew that in my heart, I wanted to go into the profession because there was just so many opportunities and there really, really are endless, endless opportunities. The profession has never disappointed me. Actually, it's been overwhelming because I'm like, which one do I choose? Where do I go? Where do I fit? So navigating through pharmacy school, I kind of always immersed myself in unique positions or unique experiences. And then I learned about the health system administration because I did a rotation with a CEO of a hospital and he was a PharmD and he was starting this program and he was like, Ashley, you should really look into this. I always thought I wanted to be like a director of pharmacy, chief pharmacy officer, or like a CEO of a health system like that. That's what my dad did. So that's kind of what I was exposed to, more of the business side of pharmacy and operations and less of the direct clinical patient care. So I took that rotation fourth year, and then obviously my dad was a director of pharmacy, so I had that exposure. And I did a PGY1 and PGY2 at the University of Kentucky. I was the first admin resident at UK, which is a whole experience, a whole story in its own of how I got there. But I met the director of pharmacy there, and I was like, this is what I want to do. What do you guys think? And they were totally on board, and so I joined UK, ended up staying there as their assistant director of central pharmacy operations, where I oversaw sterile products and OR services and really perioperative management care. Then from that role, I was a project manager on an implementation of a technology company, some software that we were implementing within the hospital. And I built some connections through that company, and it was essentially a software startup company in the pharmacy space. And I recognized that I had some questions about some pharmacy pharmacy questions, some basic pharmacy questions. And I was like, can I talk to your pharmacist? And they were like, we don't have pharmacists on the team. I was like, you don't have a pharmacist? You're a pharmacy software team or a company. And so lo and behold, long story short, I ended up meeting the CEO, and I transitioned into consulting for software companies shortly after, you know, that meeting. So that's really my experience in pharmacy specifically in like a traditional realm. So once I got into the consulting position, what happened was I was really exposed to not just the startup field and the startup world, but like entrepreneurship 101. I mean, this was a small company. I was one of like 25, 30 team members, and it was so much fun and I loved it. Now, coincidentally, when I was part of the startup space, I had a lot of pharmacists reaching out to me, asking me, how did I become a consultant? And I was like, I just networked my way in. I don't know. I just did it. And then those questions kept on coming as I was traveling across the world, giving speaking engagements, traveling across the country, just talking to different people. And literally I just kept on getting messages and emails from colleagues asking me how I was doing what I was doing. And finally I was talking to one of my friends and she was like, Ashley, that's what you do. You're just good at getting jobs. I was like, what? I'm a pharmacist. I don't get it. I don't know. I just didn't realize that that was a skill.
Yeah, that's a good skill to be good at.
It's not a bad thing. You know, I'm not good at a lot of things, but one of the things that I think I have a skill in is learning how to talk about yourself and learning about teaching people your skill set. And so lo and behold, long story short, I started taking on a few clients here and there about who wanted to go through starting a consulting business or career pivots or needing support in interviews. And fast forward 2 years later, and this is my full-time job now. I am doing career strategizing, business development, branding, marketing, and interview prep for high-level professionals, majority of them being pharmacists, but also I have a lot of non-pharmacist clients too. Long-winded answer to a very short question, but it's not like I just woke up one day and this all magically happened.
Hey, no, that's great. That's exactly what we want to hear. We want to see the steps it took you to get to where you are today. I love that you mentioned how you networked your way in, since it's such a huge part in getting a job. So you went from being a consultant at a pharmacy-based company, which kind of got you into the entrepreneurial spirit, but that's still different than what you're doing now, correct?
So I myself went through a whole career pivot about 2 years ago.
And then you started RX Ashley?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 2 years ago, and then I started Ashley. The inception was about 18 months ago. So it's kind of been a whirlwind. And I love it. Super fun. I love my job. So I think it's just really important that people recognize, like, asking yourself, what are you good at? Not what do we think you have to do? Not the things that you think on paper looks good. Like, actually, what are you good at? And then kind of doing more of that.
Okay, that's great. That's great advice. Can you go further into explaining what RX Ashley specifically is?
So RX Ashley is a career development company. We focus on career, we focus on career strategizing, career pivots, brand development if you're starting a business or if you are going through like a personal brand pivot, marketing yourself, and interview preparation. Okay. That is in its whole what exactly I work one-on-one with clients. I have group clients, I have individual clients, I have students, I have high-level professionals. So really it ranges from students all the way through, I mean, physicians, CEOs, attorneys, experts in all different realms. It's not really industry specific because everything we talk about is transferable.
That's interesting. Very interesting to note that you branch out and do coaching, not only for pharmacists, but for other professionals as well.
I do. Yeah. And it's not isolated to pharmacists. I would say about 50% of my work is pharmacists because that's, again, my network. And that's where a lot of pharmacists reach out to me. And, but it is actually grown in different areas because of referrals and recommendations. So for example, kind of how this started, I have a lot of pharmacist clients and then they are pharmacists, but then they tell their spouses or their sisters or their friends about the work we've done and they're not pharmacists. So I love working with every industry and it's kind of fun to learn about different experiences and different jobs and different career paths. I've learned so much just by working with unique people in non-traditional roles or traditional things I would have never imagined. But because the skills that we go through and the tools that we use is non-industry specific, it's quite easy for me to jump on a call with someone that's not a clinician.
You touched a bit about how you started Rx Ashley. How did you decide to make that your full-time job? I can imagine that'd be a little nerve-wracking and scary. So how did you decide to make the jump and go all in with it?
So we, my husband and I, my family, were going through a lot of transitions. We were moving across the country. We had just had a baby. We would be moving again because my husband was going through residency himself. So we both kind of were transients, for lack of better terms. And I took the year of when I knew we weren't going to be there for long term. I turned down 30 pharmacist jobs. I remember I took an Excel spreadsheet and I was like applying to jobs, looking at new positions because we had moved. And because the consulting company, I was kind of like, I like it, but I wanted to see what else is out there. So I started just thinking like, what is it that I actually want to do with my skills? What is it that I actually want to do with my education? I want to help people. I love my job. I love working. But honestly, Lynn, I was kind of thrusted into entrepreneurship because of our geographic location. We had been moving. And so I didn't want to take like a quote unquote traditional job because I knew we were going to be moving again. And it just logistically didn't make sense for our family. So I just said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start this. And I started it from scratch, totally on my own. And it's really grown its wings and evolved into something that I never thought about this again. Like when I was a student, I would have never imagined myself in this position, but it's working. The results are there. And I love the work. And again, like I said before, I knew I was always going to do something non-traditional, but what I thought non-traditional, in my opinion, I thought I was going to be like a CEO of a health system. Like that's really what I thought, like, oh, that's non-traditional. The pharmacists don't really do that. But it's totally different than what I ever envisioned. So
so you took non-traditional to a whole nother level.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. You can say that again. I typically do take things to a whole different level. That's just kind of my personality in terms of like, you tell me to do something and I'm just going to break every single rule possible.
That is
my 8 rules. I'm a big rule breaker.
Hey, that's okay. Sometimes you need to do that. Break those rules. You took a situation you were in and made the most of it and made your own rules along the way. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as you go through your career, you have to be able to define what success means to you and your family. And everyone has different expectations and different stories and paths in their life. But what success means to me is totally different than what someone else measure of success. And the way that I measure success is, am I helping people and do I see the results? And both of those are totally checkmarked in my current business. So I'm just going to keep rolling with it. See what happens.
Keep rolling with it. I like it. What is your specific role in Rx Ashley? Do you work one-on-one or is it more in groups?
So we have, I'm the content creator, the founder, and then I have a few people that work under me, but totally different. They don't do any of the direct client facing stuff. It's all behind the scenes, graphic design and freelance content creation for the blogs and photography. And I have an attorney that I work with. So it's a group of us that make this whole business function, but it's really me as the face of the company. I do a variety of different things. First and foremost, I work one-on-one with clients every single day. So whether that's in, you know, curating a business or launching a business or creating a business, there's that. Two, it's if it's one-on-one with a client working in career pivots, I do that. And three, if it's interview prep, I do that one-on-one too. The second thing is I have online courses now that we're going through. So I put a lot of the clients I work with through the online course. And then the reason why I developed the online course is because a lot of people, a lot of professionals have the same exact questions. So I was like, why don't I just create this so I can put all of my clients through? And then if they want to meet with me one-on-one, then we can like work closely together. But everyone tends to have the same questions. So putting them through the course. And then three, I do a lot of speaking engagements now. So I travel around a lot. And then four, I am in the middle of group coaching too. So I have a women's mastermind group. There's almost 10 women, professional women in this group coaching course that I've been working on, writing a book. I mean, there's just so much, and podcasting, there's just so many different arms of the business, but ultimately the bread and butter is when I work with clients one-on-one. That's where it's at.
Where is RX Ashley today in regards to your larger vision? What do you have in mind for the future?
Oh man, if I could that's a great question. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Entrepreneurship every single day looks so different. And if I could just help every single pharmacist possible to really teach them how to articulate themselves and teach them how to, it's not about your resume. It's not about your CV. It's about really learning how to talk about yourself and talk about your skills and just be comfortable in an interview setting or comfortable in when giving presentations. I mean, that's a major goal of mine. I'm not sure the bandwidth or the capacity of how I'd be able to do that. But if I envision RX Ashley in 5 years, it would be just talking to every single pharmacist out there and like honing them into this big room and saying, you guys, we got to talk about ourselves better. We're better than this. So that would be great.
Being able to share your knowledge with more people, I think that's great, especially with pharmacy school. I know it seems like you're almost hyper-focused on getting good grades.
Yeah.
And you want to do well, of course, but a big part that's left out is, like you were saying, interview prep and how to speak with people and land an interview that gets you the job in the end. For the next question, what advice would you give to others that want to go down a similar path to yours?
Great question. So I think having the mindset that there's only one job for you is, or there's only one type of job for you, or maybe two jobs or three jobs, because ultimately I think the best advice I can give to people who are going through a career pivot in pharmacy specifically, the jobs out there are endless. Like there are so many jobs. It's just what we typically are hyper-focused on is one, maybe three jobs max. And I just totally disagree with that sentiment. I think that there are so many opportunities for us to use our skills, to use our background, to use our experiences, and to really implement them into different companies and just using your assets in a different way. We have to address that the one size fits all model just doesn't work. And healthcare is obviously an ever evolving, rapidly changing space, and we got to keep up.
Definitely agree with that. Pharmacy is such a dynamic career path. And speaking of it changing a lot, where do you see the field of pharmacy heading in the future?
Oh, well, this is a loaded question. I feel like it's going to go one or two ways. It's either going to explode into all this awesomeness of like just totally different roles and pharmacists really taking it on head first and treating themselves as their own unique startup industry and their own unique entrepreneur self, even if you're working for someone else. Or I see it going really just negatively and us not really participating in advocacy or policy work and us taking the sidelines, which we've traditionally done. And I'm not that person. I believe that if you want to change something, it comes from within and you have to actually do something about it. If you're unhappy in your job, if you're unhappy in your career, if you're dissatisfied about how your path is going, you actually have to do something about it. Like, no one's going to do it for you. And I think that's where the route of a lot of unsatisfied pharmacists come from. But ultimately, because there are more traditional pharmacists in the country now, I really think it's our time to take this as an opportunity, not as a negative thing. It should be a positive thing that how are we going to spin our skills and help more patients and overall make our impact stronger, not weaker. So, I mean, I wish I had like a magic ball that showed me what happens in 10 years, but ultimately all I have control over is how I participate in the profession. And that's by giving back to a local pharmacy organizations, you know, attending conferences, maintaining my network, and just doing the best I can to be a positive influence on the profession.
Now, if people want to learn more about you, about RX Ashley, a little bit more about what you do, where can they go to find more information?
Sure. So the best place to reach me on is my website, rxashley.com. And it's two E's, RX Ashley with two E's. And then, you know, I'm on all the social media outlets, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. My website is the best place to go. And
well, Ashley, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your story. I love your take on pharmacy and everything that you're doing. It's great to have you as part of the Non-Traditional Pharmacist Network, and we'll see everybody next time.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Non-Traditional Pharmacist. Be sure to share this podcast with your work associates, your professional network, and remember, always be thinking outside the pill box.